Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Democratic candidate for governor Stacey Abrams kicked off a statewide jobs tour today in coastal Georgia. GPB's Cindy Hill was there.
Abrams began her tour in an ironworkers apprentice workshop in Pooler. Her plan includes creating 22,000 apprenticeships with a focus on young people and veterans. She says she wants to see all of Georgia thrive, not just Atlanta.
I know that Georgia only grows when all of Georgia grows. Part of it for me is making sure that you don't have to leave where you are to do well in your life. And whether you are living in Atlanta or living in Appling County, I want us to have a strong state where we have a diversity of opportunity, but we've removed barriers.
Abrams has additional stops planned in Atlanta and Macon. She faces Republican challenger Brian Kemp in the November 6th general election. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
Former Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed's chief of staff spent close to $100,000 taxpayer dollars on travel during the final months of his term. Credit card records obtained by Fox 5 show Candace Byrd took dozens of trips over the last 9 months of her tenure. She often flew on expensive first-class tickets, like a $1,700 flight to Havana, with little documentation as to the trip's purpose. Current Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' office said they will not speculate on the decisions made by the previous administration. Afternoon thunderstorms are part of summer in Georgia, but this year seem to be wetter and stronger. GPB's Sophie Peel explains.
This year's rainfall is above average. When the soil is wet, it fuels more intense storms. Some parts of the state are already close to hitting average annual rainfall totals. Pam Knox is an agricultural climatologist at the University of Georgia.
One of the biggest trends in precipitation is not so much an increase in the overall precipitation, but a change to more thunderstorm kind of rainfall. In other words, it's really short, high-intensity rainfall.
Knox says variations in rainfall are caused by ocean weather conditions. The frequent thunderstorms are impacting many farmers who are unable to find dry days to fertilize their crops. For GPB, I'm Sophie Peel in Macon.
The city of South Fulton will no longer recognize Columbus Day. Instead, it will join more than 50 other cities nationwide in celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. Yesterday, the city council approved the resolution from Mayor Pro Tem Mark Baker. He says the day recognizes people who inhabited the United States of America prior to its colonization. One of the world's largest elevator companies is opening a new headquarters next to the Braves Stadium in Cobb County. ThyssenKrupp Elevator announced today its new American HQ plans to house more than 900 full-time employees. And the Atlanta Hawks have followed the Falcons' lead in offering cheaper concessions. Menu prices feature cuts of up to 50%, including $5 beer, $3 hot dogs, and $1 chips. They say motivation also came from affordable concessions at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.